Dear listeners, today's editions of Indonesian Wonder will introduce you the Kaaba Hill from Bengkulu. Listeners, Kaaba Hill is included in the Nature Tourism Park, the largest flower conservation area in the world, namely the giant Rafflesia arnoldi flowers, and has an area of around 13,940 hectares and is at an altitude of more than 1,900 meters above sea level. This natural tourist area is located in Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu province, and about 90 kilometers west of Bengkulu city. For visitors who want to visit this location, can reach it from Bengkulu city or Palembang city via Lahat Regency. Access to this natural tourist location is also quite easy. Surrounded by natural conditions that are still very beautiful, this location is one of the favorite tourist attractions for visitors, especially Bengkulu residents or beginners climbers. Visitors who come to this location will be presented with a natural view in the form of tropical rainforest, which is still very natural and gives the impressions of calm and the air is quite cool. To get to the top of this hill, there are two access points, namely via footpath, which can be only traversed on foot, or via a paved road, which can be passed by both two-wheeled and four-wheeled vehicles. Footpaths can be chosen for visitors who want to get a natural atmosphere with hiking activities. Meanwhile, the paved path is intended for visitors who do not have enough stamina to hike on foot. When starting to climb Kaaba Hills, visitors will enjoy the panoramic view of the vegetable gardens of local residents. When entering the forest area, visitors will feel the cool air and the chirping of birds, which seem to welcome the visitors. The further go up, visitors will find that the tree vegetation becomes less and less. This indicates the journey is getting closer to the camping locations. This camping location is often used by visitors to enjoy views of the sunrise or sunset. From this location, visitors can continue the journey, which is divided into two more routes, namely the ascending and descending routes. Visitors who want to enjoy views of the mountain crater from the top of the hill will choose the climbing routes. Meanwhile, those who want to see the crater up close will choose the descending route. For visitors who want to see the crater up close, it is recommended to wear a mask because the smell of the sulfur is very strong around the crater. In this tourist area, there are several facilities that were deliberately built by the management for the comfort of visitors. The management of this hill, or known as Pok Darwis or Tourist Awareness Group, provides facilities such as transportations, accommodations, food, or catering facilities for climbers who choose to camp at the locations, guides, and much more. The entrance ticket price offered by the management is quite cheap. Visitors will only be charged an entrance fee of around 5,000 rupiah per person, and BUMDES or village-owned enterprise service of 6,500 Indonesian rupiahs. Meanwhile, vehicle parking costs range from 10,000 to 15,000 rupiahs. That was Indonesian Wonder for today's editions. I'll see you again